Hey everybody, Larry Bailey here with Awesome Technologies Inc., bringing you this week's weekly newsletter. We're going to go back over the week of April 1st, 2024 in review. Today is April 8th. This information is brought to you from MBS Highway, your trusted source for mortgage market intelligence. Get over to mbshighway.com for all the current information, and you're definitely going to want to do that if you want to stay involved with what's going on as each moment passes. So, also brought to you by Awesome Technologies Inc., who supports you in your Mastering Encompass journey. Make sure you head over to masteringencompass.com. Check out all the admin training, all the user training that's available for you. You absolutely need it. ICE Mortgage Technology just rolled out 24.1 release. There's a ton of great desktop updates, but there's even better web updates. There's actually a new class for Mastering Encompass called Mastering Encompass Web Essentials. Make sure you check that out. It's only $499 for an open subscription. You can come to as many live classes and as many recordings as you want, no time limits. Let's get into this review. Again, this is for the week of April 21st, 2024, and job growth surpassed expectations in March, while home price growth remains strong ahead of busy spring home buying season. Here goes the story. So the first story is March job gains reward above estimates. That's true. Second story is jump in ADP job numbers. The next story is job openings flat, but the quit rate remains low, people quitting remaining low. The next story is initial jobless claims reach 2-month high, and the last story is strong home price growth continues. So this first story is March job gains roared above estimates, and this data is brought to you from Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS, reported that there were 303,000 jobs created in March, which was much, 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 much stronger than the 200,000 jobs expected. Revisions to January and February also added an additional 22,000 jobs in those months combined. However, losses in full-time jobs were offset by gains among part-time workers and multiple job holders. The unemployment rate fell from 3.9% to 3.8%. It has remained in this narrow range between 3.7 and 3.9 since last August 2023. So the bottom line here with this story is the Fed is a dual mandate, of course, of price stability and maximum employment. When inflation became rampant a few years ago, they began aggressively hiking their benchmark Fed funds rate, which is the overnight rate for borrowing between banks, and to slow this economy down and hopefully reduce pricing pressures. After their 11th rate hike last July, the Fed paused further rate hikes as inflation cooled. And while inflation has fallen considerably since its peak of 22, the progress towards Fed's 2% targets measured by the core personal consumption expenditures has also slowed. Given the Fed's dual mandate, a cooling job market is the other factor that could pressure them to cut the Fed funds rate sooner than later. However, the overall strength of the March jobs report, including the falling unemployment rate, will likely not add any pressure to their timeline. They wanted to raise rates. They've had rates for up there, hoping to bring down job growth, hoping to bring down prices. It ain't working, so I don't know about these rate cuts that we were all expecting. We'll have to wait and see. This next story is the jump in ADP job numbers. This information is brought to you from ADP. So the ADP employment report showed that the private payrolls rose more than expected in March, led by a huge boost in the leisure and hospitality sector. Employers added 184,000 new jobs versus the 148,000 that had been forecasted, while job growth in February also revised higher by 15,000 jobs. Growth among small businesses remained muted. However, businesses with fewer than 50 employees only added 16,000 jobs. Bottom line here in this story is ADP noted that, quote, "Last month saw the biggest jump in hiring since July of 23, with strong gains across all industries except professional services, where hiring fell," close quote. So the chief economist, Neela Richardson, added that, quote, "Inflation had been cooling, but our data shows pay is heating up in both goods and services," close quote. On that note, annual pay gains for job stayers were flat at 5.1% after months of steady deceleration. The average increase for job changers, quote, rose dramatically from 7.6% in February to 10% last month, making the second consecutive gain. And if we've been watching this story about job quitters getting a higher raise, that means employers are offering higher incentives to get people to come into their company from wherever they are. That's something to watch. Job openings are flat. Quit rate remains low. That's the next story here. And this information comes from the latest job openings and labor turnover survey, the JOLTS report, showed that jobs Job openings were little changed from February at 8.756 million, though this follows a big downward revision from January to 8.863 million to 8.748 million. The hiring rate rose from 3.6% to 3.7%, while the quit rate remained at 2.2% for the fourth straight month. The bottom line here in the story is the number of job openings may be weaker than the headline suggests, since the rise in remote work has been led on multiple states, blah, blah, blah. It's just the same story over and over again. The quit rate has also been the lowest of 2018, other than COVID, which suggests that less poaching from other companies and fewer people fleeing, feeling confident about finding new employment. We'll have to see how that happens here with when, again, when you leave work and you get paid twice as much as if you stay, I bet you we're going to start to see some upticks in quit rate. We'll have to see. Initial jobless claims reached two-month highs. The next story. And the initial jobless claims rose by 9,000 in the latest week, with 221,000 people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. Continuing claims fell by 19,000, with 1.791 million still receiving benefits after filing the initial claim. Bottom line here is, while the number of first-time filers for unemployment benefits remain low, this latest rise pushed initial jobless claims to their highest level since January. Meanwhile, continuing claims are trending higher compared to a year ago, but I will say that trend is down. Like, it's not no longer than 1.8, so we'll have to see what happens here over the next month or so. Next story is strong home price growth continues. CoreLogic's latest home price index showed that national home values rose 0.7% from January to February, coming in much stronger than the flat monthly reading they had forecasted. Prices were also up 5.5% from a year ago. Bottom line here is CoreLogic forecasts that home prices will rise 0.4% in March and 3.1% in the year going forward, though this will likely be revised higher as their forecasts are typically on the conservative side. For example, CoreLogic originally forecasted that we would see 3% appreciation in 2023, but we saw 5.5%. Plus, going back to 2021, they'd forecasted a 6.6 decline. Let's not forget that, and that's when we saw nearly a 19% gain. So, the data from CoreLogic and other major home price indices like Case-Shiller and the Federal Housing Finance Agency shows that price growth remains strong as we head into a busy spring buying season. And listen, if you love hearing the podcast, thank you very much. If you want to see this all on screen, go ahead and get over to mortgage.community. Also, that's where you'll find the Family Hack of the Week. If you're interested in the pecan pie bars recipe courtesy of Taste of Home, head over to mortgage.community. You can check it out there. Here's what we're looking for this week. We'll see an update on consumer and wholesale price inflation when the consumer and producer price indexes for March are reported on Wednesday and Thursday this week, respectively. Wednesday also brings the minutes from the Fed's March meeting to an important 10-year note auction, while the latest jobless claims and 30-year bond auction follow on Thursday. If you're watching this ticker up here, we see the Treasury's up 5 basis points and the U.S. MBS is down 23 basis points. We're seeing a lot of action this week. Jobs, cool, you know, jobs happening, a lot of changes happening. As always, I always say, if you got a deal and you got the money, take it. You can always make a different decision later on, but do not wait. If you're trying to figure out what to do in this market, you are going to lose one way or another. My name is Larry Bailey with Awesome Technologies, Inc. Again, get over to mortgage.community to check out all this information on replay, or if you want to see this video on screen, and head over to masteringencompass.com to always stay up to date and be best trained for your experience as an administrator or as a user on the Encompass platform. Thanks, and be well.